Power 94, that'd be JTT. It's the homie Big Chill, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the Stats with an End of the Chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats. You've entered the chat with me and Lookouts catcher Mr. Michael Troutwine. With the season starting Friday night and with the home opener being Tuesday, April 14th, what are you most excited for going into a new season in a new stadium?
I think you just said it. The new stadium, you know, I've spent some time in Chad and really excited to see Erlanger Park. It looks great. We got a chance to practice on it the other day. The surface is awesome. I mean, it's just such an upgrade from AT&T, which was cool to play at, you know, and had some good location and had some heart to it, but just really excited to get out of that new yard. I think this team's going to be pretty good. We got some experience for sure, and it's a really solid group of dudes. So we've played together for a while now, and no, man, you know, I'm excited that baseball's back, and it's going to be fun doing it in a really cool stadium.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you said that you practice on the field and you've been around the stadium. What's your personal, I guess, favorite new feature about this new stadium?
I love the, I don't even know what to call it, the barn / shed or whatever they got right field, right by the foul pole is really cool. I think it adds a cool little visual to the yard. And then, you know, man, honestly, just everything about it, the surface is great. Like it's, you know, you get a brand new field and infield, outfield, everything looks pristine. So, but no, I think they did it right with the visuals. It's got its own little flavor. It looks unique. And I think it's going to be really cool when we get some fans in there.
Yeah, definitely. And once opening night hits and once we get a bunch of people packed in there, I know it's going to be a great environment. And, you know, we get to take it in for what it is, like all its glory, you know. It'll be a good one for sure. And then last year took an unfortunate turn for you, only getting in 23 games with the Lookouts before the injury bug took over. How was the recovery process and what's the health like right now heading into the new year?
Yeah, man, you know, it's getting hurt's never fun. And, you know, unfortunately, I had a bad string of luck with some injury stuff. But, you know, recovery was tough. And you know, for me, it was hard mentally. I'd never really dealt with serious injuries before. So just being away from the game, being away from the guys was difficult. But, you know, I'm good now, healthy, had some setbacks in the off season and pretty typical stuff dealing with coming back from a knee as a catcher. So it's always, you know, it's never easy to really get back to full playing shape. But I feel good now, ready to go, healthy. Knee's been holding up well. She's feeling good. Had a successful spring and got out of there feeling good. So I'm just really pumped to get back on the field and play and kind of get back into the swing of things in the season. And, you know, God willing, stay out of the training room and stay on the field this year, you know. So I think kind of going through that injury, you know, bug, whatever you want to call it, just gave me a little perspective. And, you know, I really felt like I was missing the game and I really wanted to be out there, which is cool. You know, I feel like you get caught up with the long seasons and the grind of minor league life, and you forget how lucky you are to be playing sometimes. So it gave me a little bit of perspective on that. You know, I feel really excited for the season. You know, I feel like I'm 12 years old again, and I haven't quite felt that to the same degree in a long time. So it's exciting. You know, I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to get back with the boys and go play.
Yeah, definitely. And we're excited to see you back out there. I'm excited to see you back out there getting to play with the guys again and getting back in the swing of things, like you said, too. And you probably already answered a little bit in this last answer, but what would you say is your main goal for this year?
Well, you know, personally, you know, the goal is always to get better, to make it to the big leagues, to do, you know, to kind of live out the dream we all started with. So, you know, that's always there. But for me, really, you know, it's to stay healthy, it's to be consistent, it's to go win. Like I said, we got a pretty experienced team here, but there's also some young guys and you know, kind of helping them develop is part of being a catcher. It's something I take pride in, and, you know, seeing if we can elevate the whole team, you know. But really, you know, the goal for the team is pretty clear. It's we want to win. You know, again, obviously, you know, everyone wants to be in the big leagues, and that's the plan, right? That's what we're here for, is to eventually get out of Chattanooga, right, and do it as fast as we can. But I think part of the process is, you know, of development is learning how to win, and the best way to learn how to win is to go win, you know? So I think that's for the team, the expectation is pretty clear, is we're going to play hard. We're going to play aggressive. We're going to go out there and leave it on the field and play with some heart and win some ball games. And I think that message has been pretty clear from the coaching staff, from the players, the guys that have been around. But yeah, man, you know, it's a long season. It's, you got to take it day by day and just do what you can, you know, hopefully stay healthy. That's the big one. And just continue to get better. you know, continue to put yourself in a position to keep moving on with this game and play longer and longer, you know.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, we love you, man. We can't wait to see what you do this year, and, you know, good luck, and we'll try to do our best to pack out the stadium on Wednesday the 14th.
Yeah, let's do it, man. No excuses this year. We got a brand new yard. It looks great. Boys are going to come out swinging. We can't wait to have the fans out and play some baseball.
This is Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.